Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Pursue Your Potential podcast, where we are going over a variety of topics to help you pursue your potential in every area of your life. I'm your host, Taylor. Today is episode number 37, and I want to talk to you about the why behind my businesses, behind this podcast, and everything that I do. I actually talked about this in episode one of this podcast, where I told you about Pursue Your Potential, why the podcast is named that, and just really dove into my feelings about that. And I do want to talk to you about that again today, but I also want to talk to you about the name change of my business from PYP Coaching to Tailored For You Coaching. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit today, and I just want to start off by saying it is about 6:45 in the morning right now, so you are getting my I just woke up voice. And I am really just excited to do this podcast today. When I was thinking about what I wanted to talk to you about, I just really wanted to rediscover that why and talk to you about those changes, hopefully to inspire you and maybe just deliver this information in a different way. And potentially, you know, if you are considering working with me, I hope that this can kind of give you another idea of why I would be a great coach for you, why you should be listening to me on the podcast platform anyways. And yeah, and before I dive into that, I do want to ask you for a quick favor. If you like this podcast, if you like this episode, it means so much to me if you could go leave me a 5-star review and just let me know your thoughts. It helps me out so much as a podcast creator, and I really do appreciate it. Not only that, but I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to listen to me. This will be a fairly brief episode, so please stick around, and yeah, I'm excited to talk about this. So my why behind Tailored For You Coaching, behind Hula Hoop Fitness Utah, behind this podcast, behind just everything that I do is pursuing potential, pursuing my potential. And that's how this all started, is I was so fueled to pursue my own potential after I had my son in 2013. And I started doing bodybuilding competitions. I went to college for a little bit and Salt Lake Community College and took some classes, and I got my personal training certification through NASM, and I just started doing all these things to help cultivate the person that I wanted to be. And in doing that, I found so much love and passion for it that I then wanted to help other people, especially other women, other moms, to help them pursue their own potential, because I knew that I was personally at my happiest when I was pursuing my potential. And anytime that I wasn't, I started to let those negative thoughts creep in. I started to not feel my best. I started binge eating. I started doing all these things that took me away from my highest best self. So the pursuit of my potential helps me every single day to show up, to do better, to smile, to be a better person. And a lot of times when we are doing things that really just fuel us with so much passion, we want to share that with other people. And that's how my business started. So it originally was PYP Coaching. And the reason I came up with that is because I couldn't figure out a name that I wanted to have for my business, but I was taking action, messy action, mind you. And PYP stood for Pursue Your Potential and Coaching. I thought that that was a good name because it worked, but I never felt confident and comfortable saying that. It didn't make sense to me. I wasn't like inspired to, when people asked me the name of my business, I was like, oh, it's PYP Coaching. I never felt super connected to that name. And as time went on, and this is around December of last year, 2019. And I was like, you know, I had actually just gone to my first big weekend conference at the Impact Collective, which I've spoken about in a couple of these episodes. And so many people, I was there with other coaches, and that's what we're talking about, is our businesses, our coaching. And I just felt so off saying the name of my business every single time. And so after that, I was like, you know what? I need to rebrand. I need a new name. And so I started thinking about it over and over. And some of the names that I had thought about in the beginning had popped up, but the reason why I didn't choose those names is because they were already taken. So some of the ideas were like tailored coaching or tailor-made coaching, because a lot of times, so my mom actually got my name from TaylorMade, the golfing company. And I just remember thinking, oh, that would be such a good coaching name because it's TaylorMade. And, you know, I thought that that'd be great, but that's already taken. And there's a couple of variations of that that are taken as well. And so I started to really think about it, and it kind of just came to me after seeing someone with a name that sounded similar, like a tailored for program. And it wasn't even a coaching program. It was a different type of business. And I started thinking that would be perfect because I'm always telling my clients that my programs in nutrition are tailored for you. So I, of course, the spelling is wrong because it is putting my name into tailored instead of the T-A-I-L-O-R-E-D word. So it's spelled tailored with my name, T-A-Y-L-O-R-E-D. Tailored for You Coaching was created because it has my name in it. And I thought that that was cute. And I'm also tailoring my programs and everything to my clients. Also, not only that, but the name Taylor means a tailor, a person who is tailoring, you know, usually a piece of clothing to somebody to fit them perfectly. So I just really found so much connection to that name. Thus, Tailored for You Coaching was born, and I love it so much. It feels so much more just amazing to say, amazing to talk about, and I feel really good about it. So that's where that came from. And of course, Pursue Your Potential never changed. I am tailoring my coaching for individuals so that they can pursue their potential. And I just love how much my coaching service ties into my podcast and everything else that I do. So one of the reasons why I was inspired to talk about this today is because I was recently interviewed for a different podcast or YouTube episode. And I got asked a lot about myself, obviously. And everything that I talked about came back to pursue your potential. And that is what drives me, what motivates me every single day, what motivates me to show up, what motivates me to do better for myself and for my clients and for my family and for just the world in general. That is what moves me and inspires me. So I've really connected with that so much. And one of the things that I love so much about Pursue Your Potential is that I can tell myself that every single day, and I can share that with you, inspire you to pursue your potential. And something that I've learned recently after paying attention to my clients and everything that I'm doing is I've realized that my ideal client, the woman who I think about every day that I want to work with, she is a woman who believes in pursuing her potential too. She is a woman who I don't have to convince to pursue her potential. She is wanting to pursue her potential, and because she's wanting to pursue her potential, my ideal client is someone who already wants to pursue her potential, and I don't have to convince her to want that. She is just wanting a little more direction and wanting the guidance and wanting the support from me, someone who is just a few steps ahead of her. And that is what inspires me every single day, to find that woman and to work with that woman. And, you know, a lot of times we aren't really there yet. You know, if this doesn't sound like you, if you're someone who maybe isn't, you know, you don't care as much to pursue your potential, you have the potential to be that person. And maybe that's not you today, but that could be you tomorrow. And when that is you, we will mesh so much better. when I don't have to convince you to do better every day and you just naturally want it, I can provide the service that's going to help you because you're going to be more open to it. And I've just really thought about that so much. And one of the reasons why I was inspired with that, just to give you an example, is I've been talking a lot about one of my clients who, of course, gave me permission to talk about her. But her name is Nicole, and she embodies my ideal client. She is someone who had a massive weight loss transformation already before I met her and before she came to me. And she is someone who is so driven. She's go, go, go all the time. I don't know how she does it, but it inspires me. I am inspired by my own clients all the time, by the things that they do, by the things that they accomplish. And she recently met her goal body fat percentage and goal weight, and she looks incredible. And she still wants to keep going. And so we are trying to decide, you know, right now she's maintaining where she's at, and then we're going to reverse her out of that because I don't want her to lose any more body fat. And we've had those discussions, but she is my ideal client because she naturally is just so driven, so goal-oriented, and wants to pursue her potential. And get this, she is not perfect in her endeavor. She has her days where she doesn't want to do anything. She has her days where she's really hard on herself. She has her days where she just wants more and more and more. And she has her days where she's moody. You know, she has all those things. All the obstacles come up for her as well. But her fight is so strong that she keeps going. That even though the bad days come, she is committed to pursuing her potential. And I love that so much. So what I'm getting at is the women who will thrive with me are the women who believe in what I believe in. And hopefully I can be a good enough coach and, you know, just someone who is so strong in my own pursuit that if you aren't there yet, I can help motivate you and encourage you to get there a little bit more. So pursue your potential is what everything I do revolves around. It is my why. And I'm talking a lot about my coaching services and who I am as a coach and clients and stuff like that. But it all falls back on who I am as an individual. I am pursuing my potential as an individual in my own health and fitness, in my mind, in my knowledge. And that also translates over to pursuing my potential in my marriage and in my relationship with my son, helping him pursue his potential and encourage and inspire him to do the best that he can and to figure out what he likes and what he can commit to, doing sports and all those things. And everything goes back to that. Everything for myself, for my family, for my friends, for any of my listeners, you know, you don't have to want to work with me. That's okay. But if I can deliver a podcast episode that really speaks to you and motivates you and inspires you and or helps you, I'm doing what I want to be doing. And I'm reminded every single day, especially on the hard days. So there are days, I'll tell you right now, there's days where I don't feel like I'm a very good coach. I feel like I don't know enough. I feel like I'm not helping enough. There are days where I feel like maybe I'm not cut out for this. Maybe I'm not cut out to be an entrepreneur. Maybe I should go coach underneath someone else. And I have those thoughts. But every day that I connect back to my why, and every day that a client succeeds at something or gets a win or tells me how much their life is improving, that reignites that fire. And the fire never really dies. It just kind of goes dim sometimes. And it's through others that I'm truly inspired to keep going because that's why I do what I do. So Tailored For You Coaching, also Hula Hoop Fitness Utah. Hula Hoop Fitness Utah is my second business where I am teaching people how to hula hoop. A lot of that comes back to being playful and fun and a different form of exercise. believe it or not, there's a lot of people that don't want to be in the gym, that don't want to lift weights. And although I encourage those things, I think that there are other ways that I can inspire you to get active and moving. And one of my favorite things about Hula Hoop Fitness is you can do it with your kids. You can do it with your friends. I've taught at charity events. I've taught at a little carnival. It was still a charity event, but it was super fun. And I've taught at the Ronald McDonald House to the families of sick children. I've taught people at a bachelorette party. I definitely want to do that more once this pandemic is over. Or maybe we can do that anyway, because you can be 6 feet apart with these hula hoops. So just so many thoughts are coming up, but Hula Hoop Fitness Utah is different. It is, so my coaching business is more of the masculine side of my business. Hula Hoop Fitness Utah is the feminine side, where it's all about creative and play and just grace and just bringing out that other side of you that might, and I'm not saying that lifting is masculine. That's not what that means at all. Masculine energy is the strong side, the determined side, the rigid side, the all the things that you might think of in your day-to-day with working out and being determined and going after your goals. That's more of a masculine trait. And the feminine side is the creative, playful, loving, nurturing side. So we all have these sides of ourselves, and at times it may be unbalanced. And for me personally, lifting is the helps me be more balanced, and the being a businesswoman helps me be more balanced on the masculine side. And the creating and the content creation and the hula hooping and dancing and all that helps really bring out my feminine side, which I feel like for me gets suppressed a lot because I am just naturally so stubborn and goal-oriented, and I can be really rigid and serious, and I really like to bring out that other side of me. So those are just some reasons and just backing my why. And I just really wanted to share that with you today, because maybe I can inspire you to discover your why a little bit more. Because when you can be connected to your why, it makes the journey of whatever you're doing a lot easier. It's never going to be easy. It's always going to have its hard parts, but it will be easier, and you will stay connected, and you will fight hard. Even when you want to give up, you'll fight for your health, to lose weight, for your family, for your business, for whatever it is. When you can be connected to your why and wake up every day with that purpose, with that reason, you will keep at it no matter what. It's when we lose that why where we really start to struggle, and things get foggy and we don't feel good, and things start to fall apart, whether that's your business, your relationships, your marriage, anything like that. When we forget our why, things fall apart. And I have a very strong testimonial to that now, because I've let things fall apart here and there, but the hardest time for me was the beginning of this COVID-19 pandemic back in March, April, May. So I really lost sight of my why. It was still there. I didn't care as much. I had a hard time connecting to it. I was being lazy. I didn't want to show up. I didn't want to do anything. I wasn't consistent. I wasn't committed. And it was all because I gave up on my why a little bit. And once I reattached to that why, I recommitted to everything that I was doing, and I have been thriving for almost 3 months now because of it. And I don't ever want to lose that again, but I know that if I do, doing what I'm doing now and showing up and just really proving that that why means so much to me, I will have a much easier time getting back to it much quicker, and I will just get stronger and stronger. So I encourage you to do the same, to figure out what your why is, something greater than yourself. And you can have multiple whys. I have many, but pursue your potential is at the core of all of it. So I hope you have learned a little bit about me. I hope that this inspired you. I hope I didn't ramble too much. You know, like I've said before, I never have an outline or a script or anything like that. I am just talking and communicating my message. And this is what I wanted to talk about with you today. So I'm going to wrap this up. I won't take any more of your time. And at the end of this, I really did want to just thank you again for listening. And one last thing. So I am launching my very first course. It is a 30-day jumpstart course to help you program your own workouts and your nutrition with a little bit of self-development and mindset work as well. This course is on pre-sale right now until August 28th. And after that, the pre-sale price will go up to the actual price of the program. And we are launching September 21st. So if you are interested in joining me in that course, I will be starting that. And it will be super fun because I'm not going to be coaching you like I coach my clients. I'm not going to be creating your program. I'm going to be teaching you how to do it for yourself so that if you are unable to work with me in my coaching program right now, maybe this is the best option for you. And then later down the road, if you decide that you still want some help, you want me to do your programming and your nutrition for you and hold you accountable week after week, then let's talk about that afterwards. But if not, my goal for you is really to be able to help you do it yourself so that you don't feel lost, so that you feel like you can be comfortable in your knowledge to do this for yourself. And a lot of the things I'm going to be teaching you are things that I learned in my own certification, which I paid a lot of money for. So this is a pretty inexpensive opportunity for you to be able to learn this and for me to guide you in a different way. So if you are interested, go ahead and shoot me an email. I'm going to leave that email for you in the description. It is info@taylorlakin.com, and we will get you set up on the pre-sale so that you can get that discount before I increase the price a little bit. All right, I'll talk to you again soon. Hope you have a phenomenal day. See ya.